Caleb Hart joins us from KAPS Radio in the Mount Vernon area for Sammamish and Cedro Woolley. Welcome to the show, Caleb. Thanks for joining us.
Dick, pleasure to be on the show. I'd just like to know who hired Nick Holt and Kent Bear to coach the defenses at Littlewood and Garfield tonight.
Oh, high scoring game, huh?
63-45, Linwood wins.
Oh, my goodness.
Not to bury the lead or anything.
Not
Twitter, but my goodness, do they not play any defense in that league or what?
You know, we'll throw Nick Holt under the bus, but not our friend Dick Baird. We're not throwing
Dick Baird. I'm sorry. Did I say Dick Baird? My bad.
Oh, Kent Bear. Okay. Maybe you did say Kent Bear. I heard Dick Baird, and I'm my boy Dick Baird on this show.
I would not whip on Dick Baird either. Kent Bear, on the other hand, or anybody from the Willingham era, they're pretty much fair game as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so a shootout there. How about Sammamish and Cedro Woolley?
Blowout. Cedro Woolley controlled this entire football game. Final score, 49-0. Got into running clock at the beginning of the third quarter. Cedro Woolley runs 42 times for 351 yards on the night, Dick. 8.3 yards per carry on that particular one. Only had one play of more than 20 yards.
Oh, so it was just a gash fest every play. I mean, every play was an 8 to 15-yard run every time they carried the ball, huh?
More like 5 to 8.
Yeah.
I counted only three third downs in the entirety of the football game until the second stringers came in. But you just look down the stat sheet at 5 here, 6 here, 7 here. They had, before, again, the second teamers came in, 8 different kids carry the football for them amongst those different ball carriers. So really varied and dynamic running attack that just didn't have the explosive plays. But it was chunk play, into the end zone for them. They started the ball game on defense, took over at their own 43-yard line after a fumble, scored. On their next possession, it was an ensuing fumble right on the first play, took over the Sammamish 19 and scored. Then caused a 3-and-out and a punt that got returned up to the 33-yard line of Sammamish, went in and scored. Got a turnover and downs from Sammamish on their 32-yard line, went in and scored. Picked off a pass on their own 43-yard line, went and scored. They didn't have a drive start deeper than their own 43 in their first 5 possessions of the football game. And touchdown from that point in time on. Took the opening half kickoff up to their own 47-yard line, marched down the field and scored. And then on the very next play, of a 37-yard interception return for a touchdown that put it 49-0. And at that point, the fans are filing out and getting into their nice warm cars.
All she wrote, and Cedro Woolley rolls. How about your other two Northwest schools, Linden and Burlington Edison? What's the update on them?
I did not hear Linden Burlington Edison. I thought Burlington Edison was playing tomorrow against Archbishop Murphy.
They may be. I don't have their schedule in front of them. I'm just looking at the teams from up there that they're
the
still
way
are playing.
The way that the playoffs broke down, and I think I've got that hiding around here somewhere, was that it was Woolley playing tonight versus Sammamish in a loser-out game, winner goes to state, and then tomorrow, 1 o'clock in Archbishop Murphy in a loser-out contest, Burlington Edison is hosting Archbishop Murphy is hosting Burlington Edison, so that'll be an interesting one. Linden was playing Granite Falls tonight up at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, and I did not catch a score on that particular ball game. My apologies.
Gotcha. We'll see if we can get it for you in the scoreboard segment. Hey, we appreciate it, Caleb. Thanks for joining us.
Dick, big pleasure. Thank you so much.
You bet. Caleb Hart